And a good evening to you, and thank you for joining us wherever you may be. A happy Monday as we continue in the Class 3A Substate 7 bracket. The winner of tonight's game will be one game away from Iowa City and the University of Iowa in the Class 3A State Baseball Tournament. And it's a Little Hawkeye Conference showdown, the Dutch of Pella. Welcome the Cardinals of Newton. I'm Andrew Schneider alongside Ryan DeShottis. Anderson Sherm has come on as of late. Also one of that talented freshman.
That's a score.
Round one, left side through, and that's a hit. And Anderson Sherm puts Pella on the board. It's 2-1 Cardinals.
Great job by Sherm. Threw him a curveball. And fortunately, the third baseman was still in for whatever reason. And just fisted it right through there, single-eye single.
Especially now with Hanson dealing, you want to give him more confidence to get him a lead. Diving stop made by Howard. Nice play to end the inning. And six in a row set down. Wednesday is the substate final. Ground ball deep on the hole, throw across by Knox, and a nice throw at that to get out number two, and really defense taking over. Vanderlaan
will
test Knox again. Throw across the diamond in plenty of time, a five-pitch inning, and now 11 in a row set down by Keegan Hanson. 2-2 offering to the number 9 hitter, top of the Dutch order, looming runners at first and second.
There it is, that's good, that's
right
score, that's
field,
a score.
And that'll drop for a hit. Waving around and
Jason's
taking the
in.
Turn is Wiesner.
He's gonna
the
be an
throw
easy.
Comes home. It's an
RBI
single, and the Dutch tie it up. Jack Howard, 2-2 Pella and Newton.
Way to go, Jack. Maybe Jack just wanted to swing the bat.
It was unintentional, but that distracted me. I don't know if that caught Ramey or not at shortstop, Summers. And he's hit by the pitch. And that'll drive in the go-ahead run for the Dutch.
They're gonna drive in
run for the Dutch. There's a ball hit into shallow center field.
This will be close.
Bauer,
should be deep enough.
And actually, the wind kind of carries it. Runners are tagging. Throw will get cut off at the pitcher's mound as a sack fly. RBI.
Good job, Jason. Heck of a job, buddy.
4-2 Dutch.
Great job there. Two strikes. Jason got enough of it, and then the wind did the rest.
1-0 is grounded hard to Knox. Good backhand stab. Throw across the diamond, and Knox makes the hard look easy there. 5-3. A baker's dozen down in a row for the Cardinals. Is a ground ball, weakly hit to first.
Flip
up from Hanson. He'll reach over and make the catch. Will Stewart to retire the side. That is the fourth consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Keegan Hanson. And he will smoke one left side, and that's a hit. And
go!
Left fielder overruns the ball, and that's a run for the Dutch. Sherm will retreat to first, scoring as Hillman, a costly miscue in left field. E7, and the Dutch take a 5-2 lead. E4.
Yes.
Ball laced up the middle,
yes,
and then past the shortstop.
Come on, Isaiah.
Kettler
will. Play the play. It's going to be close.
Come
safe.
On home, and he is safe at home. It's an RBI single for Keegan Hanson. 8-2 as Beathard slid around the tag to score the run. Vandaloon's off and getting the rundown. Throw will come home, but it's up the line and safe. A double steal for the Dutch. Ryan, and they'll score run number 9.
Yeah, that was run perfectly. They tried it to play before, and Stewart fouled it off. But Vandaloon did a good job.
Hanson, with a breath, looks into Quinn Ramey, checks the sign. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike 3. You knew it was coming.
Yes,
Keegan Hanson strikes out the side. 17 in a row set down for the senior, and the Dutch are cruising to the substate final, 9-2. We've got an 0-2 offering to Grimm. The pitch is swung on and chopped.
That's fair. He's calling it fair.
Called it fair. And reach around.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Tag from the runner coming home. And Quinn Ramey jumps into the arms of Keegan Hanson. And a wild finish as the Dutch are one game away from state.
Holy Quinn.
Your final score, Pella 9, Newton 2.
Purple 2.
And Pella heads to Grinnell Wednesday for the chance to go to Iowa City.